This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, welcome back on a Thursday. Payne and Pendergast with you. The latest name to get thrown into the mix for the Texans head coaching job. The team has requested an interview with Kevin O'Connell, the OC for the Los Angeles Rams. He was a name that we touched on last week, Seth, when we had the top three guys that everybody figured going into this coaching search would be the chalk, the favorites, Gerard Mayo, Brian Flores, and Josh McDaniels, all with heavy, heavy ties to Caserio and the Patriots. And then there were about four or five names that you and I touched on that had some sort of tangential tie to Caserio or the Patriots. O'Connell is about as tangential as it gets, as about as periphery as it gets when it comes to Patriot tie. He was drafted by the Patriots in 2008 in the third round, but only spent one season there. His coaching upbringing has largely been through some hybrid of the Shanahan, McVay. Obviously, McVay, he's with the Rams now, but he's more part of that tree than he is the Belichick tree.
He also, by the way, he only spent two preseason games with the... Oh, no. He was there in 2008, and then he was cut in training camp of 2009.
Yeah, 1 year there in New England.
So an athletic quarterback with a 4.6 40, rocket arm. I have no idea. I guess it's not... I don't know if I'd call it tangential completely, because obviously they did a lot of research on him. They would have interviewed him at the Combine, all that stuff. But in terms of being part of the Belichick tree,
tenure is all I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's not. I got you. He's kind of like Cliff Kingsbury. Kingsbury spent a year or two maybe as a practice squad player for the Patriots. He actually started kind of almost interning as a coach while he was a practice squad player for the Patriots.
Yep.
Cliff Kingsbury did. So a little bit like that.
So McVay tree. So he's off the same tree as two guys who are still in the postseason right now. Matt LaFleur, Zach Taylor, both guys with in terms of their time with McVay, almost the exact same pedigree, which is OC, at least LaFleur. I don't know. Zach Taylor, I think, was just the quarterback's coach with the Rams, but that was enough to get the Bengals job for Zach Taylor. But I guess the commonality is here. Yeah, time spent with McVay, but not a play caller. Sean McVay is the one who calls the plays in L.A. Is that a concern? Should that be a concern?
I think you just flat out don't know until you know. Andy Reid wasn't a play caller with Green Bay when he got the job in Philadelphia. There's other instances of that. It really all comes down to, I think right now, and especially with Caserio, I think a lot of his decision-making is probably going to be based on reports from other people about this guy. You know, like the interview matters, but with a lot of these guys who are only one-year coordinators or haven't been coordinators at all, I think it really is more about their other attributes, their leadership ability, their intelligence, their kind of overall football philosophy and how you should build a team. I think that stuff's going to matter, and that includes, hey, I've talked about this guy at the combine with people, you know, Kevin O'Connell. I think with all the guys they've interviewed so far, you've seen little smatterings of report of, like, these guys have been tabbed as future head coaches.
No doubt.
They have that personality or charisma about them.
Yeah, the Texans aren't the only team interviewing Kevin O'Connell. Like, he is, you know, if I had to, none of these teams have filled the void yet. None of these teams, which is weird. Like, this has been the slowest head coaching hiring cycle that I can remember. Yeah. But he is one of the guys that's getting multiple interviews right now.
These are the guys in the McVay tree that have head coaches, coaching jobs already. LaFleur,
successful.
Zach Taylor.
Yep, successful.
Successful. Zach Taylor, by the way, I liked how steadfast he was in his approach this year with Joe Burrow, where people were very frustrated that he wasn't allowing Joe Burrow to pass more. And I think Zach Taylor was probably inwardly saying, yeah, he's coming up in ACL, you dullards. We're trying to take it easy, and he's a young quarterback. We don't want to put the entire game plan on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot of patience, I think, to do that. And as they started kind of opening it up with Joe Burrow towards the end of the season, it worked out real well. So for working with a young quarterback, I like the way Zach Taylor has done it. Now, I don't know what that means for Kevin O'Connell, but Brandon Staley would be the other one.
Okay.
Which gives me a little bit of an ew. So far, Brandon Staley, you can't judge after one season, but so far he's very good at press conferences, but not as good at all the other stuff.
Staley reportedly wanted Kevin O'Connell to go to L.A. with him to be the OC with the Chargers, and McVay blocked that. McVay blocked O'Connell going there.
Mm.
So I like that.
Yeah, that he wanted to keep him around, where
right.
McVay has notoriously he's fired a few different coordinators, including Wade Phillips, for God knows what reason.
Yeah.
Or at least he just didn't rehire. I think Wade's contract ran out. And
After
losing a Super Bowl in which Sean McVay's offense provided zero touchdowns.
He blamed Wade Phillips, basically.
They blamed the team that held the Patriots to, what, 13 points in that
game? Yes, 13-3.
Yeah.
13. Surely it wasn't the offense's problem. Those three points were spectacular.
It wasn't the next year that he did.
Oh, okay.
They gave one more year. But the defense, the offense was still the lesser of the three units on that squad the year after their Super Bowl.
Yep. So, Kevin O'Connell, I don't know. We'll circle back to this, Seth. Are you starting to feel like, okay, maybe there's a shot that we're not getting Patriots South here with this head coaching hire, or is this all subterfuge?
No, I think there's a chance.
Yeah.
I think that Caserio evaluates himself. Like, I think he very honestly tries to evaluate himself, and he's got to understand that, man, when you start limiting the pool of candidates to people with whom you're comfortable or that have been in your little orbit, that you're cutting out 95% of candidates. And like, and what are the odds? So there's a chance that your pool of just 1 in 20 people is somehow the one that has the exact right person for the job.
Right.
So I think it's a little bit of fear that leads these guys to want to only hire their own. I mean, there is something to be said for somebody you can trust, and that's big in the NFL, is you want to be sure you got people that aren't going to backstab you. But I think sometimes you got to go out on a limb a little bit and go with somebody who might just actually be a superior human being.
One thing it's only been a year of Caserio. One thing I can say, he does not operate with fear, it would appear. Like, he makes his moves.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.